Yeah, Hitler was cool, actually. My husband tells me what to do. I'm all out of milk.
I break for our kids.
I'll bake the cookies. Grow the fuck up. Niggas be niggaing, right?
Aw, shucks.
What is wrong with you people? Can I beat the fuck out of your wife or are you gonna do it?
I'm glad we came to this agreement.
My mommy loves me. My daddy loves me. You're retarded. I'm a little loot goblin. My udders are chapped. You're not my wife. I'm not your husband. Tragically. I know my worth. I know that I'm enough. You are a fucking geek, fucking idiot.
She's beautiful.
Grow up, faggot. I'm like an organism that lives at the bottom of the ocean. Women are fucking retarded, okay? They're just like kind of fucking retarded.
Candace, stop. What are you doing? This isn't us.
Alex Jones Gargles Gravel sent $25. Newer listener. What's your objection with Protestantism/Protestants?
Okay, I'm Catholic, so just Google that one, okay? Sort of happened 500 years ago, Protestant Reformation, you know?
Off to a great start, by the way, really great. Hey, just curious, what's your beef with Protestants?
Like, it hasn't been going on for 500 years. That's on you.
Hey, I just got here. What's the deal with Catholics and Protestants? Why don't you like each other again? It's like, hey, man, what did you just blow in from stupid town?
Like, try Wikipedia. Let's start there. Let's start with ChatGPT. It's 2025. You don't need a library card.
Hey, I just got here. New listener.
Okay, what are you, new on the planet?
Why are you not Protestant?
Well, I'm Catholic. Just Google that. Take a look. Figure it
the
out.
The dark boy sent $50. My son and I love your show and watch it all the time. He's always wanted to super chat you. We messaged you on Exit Nick J. Fuentes commentary. Is that really you or someone else pretending to be you?
Okay. It's the account with 1 million followers. It's not the one with, like, I don't even know, 5,000. It's at Nick J. Fuentes, the one that's in the bio of this channel. It's the one that has 1 million followers, okay? That's my Twitter, okay?
Bonda Bonda sent $20. Take the gold ad rev. Physical gold ownership is the true escape hatch to our debt collapse plan long ago, IMO. Google and other thoughts use a gold form. The original Q allegedly got a Rothschild.
Yeah, should I? Thank you for the big super chat. I got offered a gold sponsorship. Should I take it? It would be like $1 million. Should I take $1 million to plug gold? I mean, I don't know. I've never done sponsorships on the show. I only sell my own products, but that's a lot of money. And it's like, it's gold. It's not like I'm selling a razor or a fucking underwear like Don Doyle. I mean, it's gold. Like, everyone knows about gold. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think? Should I take $1 million? It's a lot of money. I mean, hey, I never took a sponsorship, but that's a lot of money. It's $1 million. That's a lot of security for your boy. Well, everyone's saying yes. I'm glad we came to this agreement. I'll let him know. We're going to sell gold now. Now, I'm glad to hear it. Everyone's totally okay with it. So if I decide to take him up on it, you'll all be, I don't know. I haven't made a decision yet. We'll see. But I'm considering it. I'm soliciting feedback. It's gold. It's not like I'm putting you on. No one was buying gold until Nick Fuentes told them to. You know, I own gold. I believe in gold. So, well, I don't know.
Trump sent $20. We'll see. Too many of our young people are betting completely on crypto. I fear it's been a deception to allow gold to keep flowing. Admin diversify with physical gold. No ETFs.
Yes.
No silver.
It's all a conspiracy. Yes. Everything is a conspiracy. Yes. They're trying to get us to buy Bitcoin. That's a conspiracy to prevent us from buying gold. You know, look, I have fatigue from the conspiracy shit. It's like now everything's yes, Australia's a conspiracy. Brown's a conspiracy. Robert Reiner's a conspiracy. Gold is okay, time to take the blue pill now.
Sarah Man sent $20. I see Talmud quotes on my timeline like killing a goy is like killing a wild animal. And while I can find quotes like Gentile who kills a Jew will be put to death while a Jew who kills a Gentile shall not, I can't find the blatant ones that people constantly quote. Are these people a psyop or just going
busting? Yeah, it's all a conspiracy. Yes, everything's a conspiracy. If you see information on the internet which isn't true, it's a conspiracy. Yeah, it's all a conspiracy. Nothing ever happens. No one kills anyone. No one ever gets anything wrong. No one ever lies. No one ever fakes anything. No, it's all orchestrated. As a matter of fact, we're the only people that are alive. Everyone is a psyop. You who sent that to me, we're the only people, and everyone is part of the conspiracy. And it's the Truman Show. Nothing is real. If you see information on the internet which is dubious, it was put there by the Illuminati, for sure.
The Jock Ronson sent $20.
It's all
I started
a psyop.
Noticing when I was a kid. Do you think mass remigration is the main policy solution to stop the seemingly inevitable decline of our country? Would you say the decline
oh
of any great
gosh.
Empire is inevitable?
Okay.
Lastly, in 100 years when history is written about this time, how would you like to be remembered?
I honestly, why are we doing this? Why do you care? Do you think that's a good... How would you like to be remembered? I don't know. Dude, no one's going to remember, okay? It's going to be in 100 years. Do you want to know the truth? No one gives a fuck about me now. You think people are going to remember you then? No one gives a fuck about you now. How would you like to be remembered in 100 years? I would like to be remembered now. I would like to be... Nobody cares, okay? Nobody actually cares that much about anything, about you or me or anything. How would you like to be remembered? Honestly, I hope they don't put my name on a building, because then it's what? You're going to put my name on a library that people are going to have sex in, that homeless people are going to be shooting up in or something? How would you like to be remembered? So what, like Indian kids are going to be reading my name in a book and have to be tested on it? I don't know, man. I side with yay. I think I'd like to be forgotten. I think I'd like to be so ubiquitous people just forget. So what were the 6 million other questions you asked? So you mentioned that I know what I said. Is mass migration, re-migration the main policy? Close the fucking border. Is the decline of any great empire inevitable? All societies degenerate over time.
The Hyman Hunter sent $100. Theo Von, Rogan in 2026?
Yeah. That sounds like a really good idea.
Alex Jones Gargles Gravel sent $20. Thanks again for signing our hats, my nigga. Hopefully our trash city treated you well.
Yeah, what, can you not do that anymore? Thank you for the big super chat, but there's like a new thing now where every time I go to the airport, people are waiting for me to sign shit. Please don't do that. And I get it. I know maybe you're a fan of the show. I understand, but how am I supposed to know? I can't have, especially at an airport, I can't have people running up on me. It's one thing if you bump into me at an event or something where there's security, but like, it's like this new thing. It's literally paparazzi. You saw it. I was in New York and I got out of the airport and some guy comes running in my face with a camera from Daily Mail or something. And but that was outside. There's people in the airport literally waiting for me. They fucking stalk me. And they come running up to me, sign my shit. And I'm like, I didn't come here for an autograph signing thing. And I don't know who you are. And I don't, you know, and with all due respect, people are trying to kill me. So I'm not really doing a meet and greet right now. It's crazy. So I appreciate the super chat. Okay. But we don't be doing that anymore. I don't want to see anybody at the airport anymore. It's bullshit, you know. People think I'm going to be like delighted to see that. People are like, hey, here we are waiting for you with our shit. It's like, I'm here to travel. I'm not here actually for the meet and greet. I'm here to get on a plane and go somewhere. I don't like people stalking me. I don't like people knowing where I am like that. Hey, we stalked you. We camped out and we waited for you. It's like, okay, good for you. But like, that's scary. You know, maybe you don't think of it that way, but you know, not a smart thing. So I'm not doing any more autographs. I'm not doing that anymore. Please do not do that. I don't consider that to be friendly behavior. It's hostile. And I get it. Me didn't know. Okay, fine. You know, I don't know how you didn't know, but now you know. So I appreciate the super chat.
W video with Sneeko. You were slamming bread at dinner, lol, but Sneeko always brings a good convo.
Dude, like, listen, I love Sneeko, but every time we hang out, he's got the fucking camera in my face. I was hungry. I hadn't eaten all day. I was starving. He got a late reservation. We go there and then he's putting a camera in me. I'm like, I'm literally just devouring bread and no, but it's okay. But for Sneeko, we're generous.
One thing you don't get enough credit for is your incredible rise doing all this effectively by yourself against all odds.
True.
I'm from NW suburbs starting a company right now and it's been extremely difficult. Have any advice for the entrepreneurs and people fighting for themselves?
Advice for entrepreneurs, just believe in yourself. Believe in yourself and believe in your own abilities. When I was getting started, everybody thought they knew better than me. And everybody, they were either putting me down or they thought I had nothing going on. And you really just need to believe in yourself. You have to be your own advocate. And that is internal and external. You have to be your own advocate. You got to talk yourself up. You got to be your own biggest cheerleader. You got to talk your own shit. You got to have the courage of your convictions. When you're right, you know, double check your math. But have confidence that you're right and move decisively, execute decisively and follow through and be your own advocate. If people are not looking out for you, reciprocate that. This is a world where no one is going to fight for you. No one is going to fight for your seat at the table. No one's going to fight for you to get what you're entitled to. You have to fight for it against other people. People are always trying to take what's yours. They're always trying to take more than what they're entitled to. And so what I have discovered doing this, that if I could say one thing to my younger self, it would be, don't let people gaslight you. If you're right, you're right. Stick to your guns, follow through, be a leader, be willing to stand alone, be your own advocate, fight for your own best interest, fight for your seat at the table, you know, whatever it is, and persevere. Above all else, never give up. Never give up. You'll always have setbacks. You'll always have challenges. Have a strategy. Have some game sense. Be aware of where you're going. Have a destination. Have a sense of how you're going to get there and when you're going to get there and what the challenges are going to be. Take care of the downsides. Because, yeah, it was very difficult to get here all by myself. And, I mean, look, if I gave up, wouldn't be here. If I listened to other people, wouldn't be here. If I didn't trust my gut, wouldn't be here. If I didn't fight for my own rights, wouldn't be here. Because what happens is, for someone like myself, you have something that people want to harness. You have talent, you have ability, and people want to take that and make it work for them. People that are transactional, they want to work with you on a basis that only works for them. And you got to have the balls to say, no, no, I want to be my own boss. No, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be working for you. I want this to be working for me. And if we're going to have a transactional relationship, I need my end taken care of. You got to speak up and stick up for yourself. And a lot of men have a hard time with that because a lot of men are becoming like women and they're becoming very agreeable and they're being trapped. People try to gaslight you into thinking that if you stick up for yourself, if you stand up for your end of the bargain, they say, well, you're an asshole. Well, you owe me. Well, you should be grateful. Well, hey, you're being a jerk. Be a jerk. Be okay with being the asshole. Assholes are the only people that change anything. Assholes are the only people that have anything. And it's business. You're not friends with people. You're in business. And when you're in business with somebody, you say, look, respectfully, you know, you're here to make money. You're here to make money. You're here to achieve your goals, whatever it is. You're not here to be best good friends. And I know throughout my life, people have tried to put their arm around me and say, hey, we're friends, right? And they try to push you in a certain direction that they want you to go in. And people think that they can wear you down. If they keep trying to push you and push you or ask you for stuff, they think that you'll get tired of saying no. Never get tired of saying no. Never get tired of sticking up for yourself. Because that's the biggest thing I've noticed, is that people get turned out and manipulated because they're not willing to be a jerk. They get tired of saying no. And they say, all right, oh, I guess I could do this. I guess I'll do that. Oh, I get... Don't feel obligated to anybody. That is for Goyim. That is for fucking Goyim. Goyim feel obligated. Goyim feel like they need to show gratitude. That is for Goyim. If you have broken bread with somebody and you're friends with them and you have a mutual relationship that is tested over time, if they have shown up for you, if they have demonstrated loyalty, then you can be friends with somebody. But, you know, in business and politics, it's all networking. People give each other their number, their card, they DM, and it's all bullshit. They're not your friends. So don't feel bad about upsetting them, going against what they're telling you to do, what they want you to do. I say that from experience. I don't know how it is in business, but I imagine it's similar. Because at the end of the day, you are responsible for your own nut. And have that in mind. Have the goal in mind always. People say, oh, I owe this guy, or I need to do this, or this guy told me to do that. Yeah, well, you know what? The outcome is not really their concern. It's your concern. So you got to take care of that. This is good advice. I'm putting you on. This is good advice. Because I'm somebody that, look, nobody really gave me any help. I was screwed from the very beginning. I had no advantages. I fought for everything, and now everybody respects me. It was never like that. It's so funny. Now that I have raised up an army and they're fucking worried, now everybody goes, oh, you're so talented. Oh, you're so, and I'm not talking about anybody in particular, but that's what everyone says now. It wasn't like that 10 years ago. 10 years ago, it was, he's a piece of shit. He's vile. He's a troll. He's the worst person ever. Get him out of my sight. Guard, seize him. Now it's, oh, no, he's so talented. Oh, now they give the devil his due. Now it's different. And I'm not saying that to gloat, but I'm saying I had to fight for that. It wasn't like I did what I was supposed to do and here's your reward. No, I had to. It was a fucking cage match. And if I lost, they would blot out my name from the history books. And it's only because I fought like hell that I am where I am. Because I stuck up for myself. Because I believed in myself. I trusted my gut. I was the asshole. I was disagreeable. I was willing to stand alone. I steeled myself. And that is what I admire about Joseph Stalin, the man of steel, because he did it too. No, I'm kidding. But that's good advice. I don't know how much that applies to business, but in politics, that's how it is. No one will give anything to you. No one will advocate for you. You have to fight for your own success.
Pragmatic Culture sent $100. Hey, Nick, I love everything you say and do, but where do you see yourself in the future? Career-wise, and where do you see your movement? Do you think
what changes? Is this, a fucking job interview? Fuck off.
One sent $30.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? What's your biggest weakness? I don't know. I hope I'm fucking alive. Okay, I hope I'm alive.
Nick, I love your asshole style, brother. Hey, Nick, look at the interview from Arsen Ostrovsky, a Jewish lawyer who arrived 2 weeks ago in Australia. October 7th survivor who happened to be at the shooting.
Pain.
Apparently shot in the head and did an interview with bandages
pain.
And a bloody face interview with
pain.
On 9 News. Greek
pain.
Food greater than Italian food. Merry Christmas, God bless, bro.
Pain, yes, yes, I know. He had a pallet of bricks and he was holding a black umbrella and he had a maroon shirt on. Yes, yes, I know. And he had an energy weapon. He had a mysterious device. Yes, yes, I know. It's all
conspiracy. Alex 1821 sent $25. Hi, Nick. I hope you had fun in NYC this weekend. I was there too and had lots of fun. What's our go-to Cane's order?
I'm
curious what you get. Thanks for being so funny and doing our streams. Merry Christmas.
I get the chicken fingers. I think that's the only thing they sell.
Smoking 99 cent $20.
What do you get at Raising Cane's? So let's see. They have a two-piece combo, a three-piece combo, a four. It's chicken nuggets, fucking idiot. What do you get at Raising Cane's? The pizza! I love Raising Cane's stir fry and fucking pizza, you fucking stupid idiot. What do I get at Raising Cane's? What do you think? I get the fried chicken strips. That's all they...
What, do you get the Caniac combo or the box combo?
That's what you're asking me? You're asking me, do I get four or five chicken tenders? I have to know. I have to know. Do you get the four-piece combo or do you get the five-piece combo? Do you get it with the toast or do you get it with the coleslaw? What is wrong with you people? Seriously, you're retarded. You have a developmental disorder and you're retarded. And you should feel bad. You should feel bad for asking that. What do you get at Raising Cane's? What do you mean, what do I get? Or what's your Raising Cane's order? What? What's your Pizza Hut order? Pizza. What's your go-to when you go to Pizza Hut? Yeah, pizza. That's, no, the sushi's really.
Arian S. Lawyer sent $20.
Yeah.
Instead of creating
come
an America
on,
First
now.
Party that could split voters and help Democrats. Nick, I think people are asking your order because it's like a fan thing. You get the order the celebrity gets, like that MC Donald's meth shake thing.
Okay, but you got to understand about Raising Cane's. They literally only sell one thing. Okay? So, that doesn't make any sense. Somebody asked me yesterday, what's your Raising Cane's order? I said, the only thing they sell is chicken fingers and French fries. That's it. What you're really asking me is how many chicken fingers do you get at the chicken finger restaurant? I said, you're asking me if I get four or five chicken fingers? And you're telling me, well, no, they're asking like what your celebrity order is. It's the same problem here. I'll tell you the menu at Raising Cane's. They have a combo with three chicken fingers, four chicken fingers, five chicken fingers, and chicken fingers between two pieces of bread. They sell the bread on the side, coleslaw, and fries. That is their menu. There is nothing else. There is no salad. There are no burgers. There are no beef products. There is no pork. There are no vegan products. It is a chicken finger store. They sell chicken fingers and chicken fingers on bread. They sell the bread. They sell French fries and coleslaw. And that is it. If I'm going to Raising Cane's, I'm getting chicken fingers and sides, okay? That's my order, like everyone else at the drive-thru.
It's like the McDonald's thing.
Yeah, but see, that's different because McDonald's has chicken, beef, fish, salad, breakfast, dinner, ice cream, cookies, okay? McDonald's has they have pancakes. So no, it's not the same at all.
Hi, all. Nick, I've missed you. Doctor said I had 4 months, so I decided to take a trip to FL 22nd. No TV issue. Just seeing the beauty of world. So many suicidal people out there and I'm fighting for my life. I pray daily for the safety of you and my Groyper family. I love you all. We'll be home soon. Pain is worse, so they may be right. Sad face emoji. Latin cross emoji.
I'm really sorry to hear that, Christine. Well, I hope you're enjoying your vacation. I hope nobody's bothering you. That's a nice place to be. Florida's really beautiful, so I hope you're getting to spend some time on the beach and hope you got a nice place enjoying good food. But that's really... I'm really sorry to hear that. We're praying for you, and I hope you get some comfort, maybe relieve the pain. But you got to keep the faith, you know? Just take it one day at a time. That's all you can, that's all anyone can do, you know? My mother has cancer also, and it's a bad prognosis. But I tell her, you know, it's, I don't like to say it this way. Maybe it sounds callous. You look at somebody like Charlie Kirk, 31 years old. Do you ever expect that someone like that is going to die? He's at the top of the world, traveling the world with the most powerful people, managing hundreds of millions of dollars on podcasts, texting the most famous people. Here today, gone tomorrow. Think about Trump. Trump outlived Charlie Kirk, who was born in 1946. That's just life for everybody. It's fleeting. You've heard stories where people get a bad prognosis and they outlive it by months, sometimes years, sometimes decades. You never know. Some people, they make all these plans to get in a helicopter. The helicopter falls into the ocean. A plane falls through your house, through your living room. All you can ever do is worry about the day. You know, it's like the Bible says, tomorrow has enough of its own troubles. Worry about today. And remember that that day will come for all of us. We don't know when. We don't know how. Tomorrow's not promised to anybody. So I don't know if that's any comfort. But that's how I think about it, even for my own life. It's sort of funny like that. I mean, for the terminally ill, death lurks around the corner. For someone like me, death literally lurks around the corner for all of us, all of us. The rich, the poor, the young, the old, sick, healthy. It's lurking around the corner for everybody, and it's completely random. And all you can ever do any day is just try to live out the day, enjoy, do the right thing, tell the truth, right? Eventually, that day will be the day, right? And it really doesn't make much of a difference. The past is all memories. The future doesn't exist. I mean, when that day arrives, it will be today. Anyway, that's how I think about it. But we're praying for, hopefully it's not anytime soon, because we really love you and we really appreciate everything about you. And we hope to hear more from you. But enjoy your trip in Florida. Hey, just enjoy. Don't even listen to the show. The show's negative. I hope you see some of the clips. Maybe you get a kick out of them. But just try to enjoy nature. Try to enjoy the sun, the weather, the food to the best of your ability. Be with people you love, do things you love to do, and hang in there, okay? Because you got a lot of people praying for you. You got a lot of people rooting for you, praying for you, and I got a surprise for you. I think you're really going to like it, but good luck out there. We're praying for you. God bless.
Cucky Morgan sent $30. Yo, Nick. Been watching for a few months now. Loving the show and I share your views to the fullest. My town is infested with Hispanic immigrants and even the billboards are starting to be in Spanish. Actually, kilometers. My fiance is 9 months along and I'm afraid of what my son is going to have to deal with.
That's how it is. It's happening everywhere. Somebody posted a graphic of my high school. My high school is now like 25% Hispanic. It was never like that, but it's literally happening everywhere. And what do you think is going to happen? They bring the diversity. They bring all the problems that come with that. The culture, the violence, the crime. I grew up in a town that was white forever, okay? My high school was founded in 1888. It's been white ever since. And when I die, probably, if we don't win, that town is going to be all Hispanics. And they're all going to speak Spanish, and the teachers are going to be Hispanic, and the billboards and the signs will be in Spanish, and they'll have a Mexican ice cream stand everywhere, and they'll have taquerias everywhere, and it's just literally not going to be the same place. And so you've killed my home. That was home for me. That's my home. That's where I lived out my childhood. That's where I went to school. That's where I went to the swimming pool. That's where I had my first steps. It's where I played in the park. It's where my grandmother lived. It's where I went to high school. It's where I learned how to play baseball. It's where I made all my friends. And it's being killed. It's being taken. It's being invaded. And then when it's full of diversity, it will simply cease to exist. It will have been annihilated. If I return, it will not be the same way. It will not be the same place. That place doesn't exist anymore. And now I'm a human being without a home. I have nowhere to go back to. There's nowhere I can go and say, oh, remember how it used to be? Remember those old shops? Remember how it was growing up here? Oh, remember those traditions we had? Those things we did the way we were? And why do you think people shoot up schools and churches? I'm not saying that that's a rational response, but when you take away those things that are more than material, capitalism makes everybody a materialist. Well, it's about housing prices. Well, it's about jobs. Well, it's about the economy. No, it's about like Kirschbaum's Bakery. It's about the Pancake House. It's about Blueberry Hill. Cafe. It's about the LaGrange train station and Fannie Mae. No, it's about those things. It's about the places, the people and the places. And when those things are taken away from a person, they become completely unmoored and almost totally nihilistic. No God, no ancestors, no customs, no traditions, no home, no neighborhood, no identity. What is a human being without their identity? We're social creatures. We define ourselves in relationship to each other. What's your last name? It's your father's last name. We're not individuals. We are sons, daughters, fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters. How do you identify? It's, you know, did you celebrate Christmas when you grew up, or did you celebrate fucking Hanukkah or Diwali? Did you celebrate Christmas? Did you have a first communion? Did you get confirmed into the Catholic Church? Did you play baseball? Did you go to the ball game with your dad? Did you graduate high school? Did you go to the prom? Did you go to one of those etiquette schools? Did you learn how to do ballroom dancing? It's like, that is who we are. That is our identity. And white people are being told, you have no identity. Fuck you. You have no culture. You have no home. Fuck your parents and your holidays and your heroes. Christianity's not better than anything. Shut up. Happy holidays. That's why people rallied around Trump. Trump said, we're going to say Merry Christmas again. That's so powerful. Happy Christmas and happy Hanukkah and happy Diwali and happy Eid and happy whatever. No, no. This is America. We celebrate Christmas. Let's start there. We celebrate Christmas. We believe in Jesus Christ. We need like a new American creed. You want to be a creedal nation? Let's have an American creed. We were founded by Europeans. We were founded by the British. The British fought for independence with help from the French, the birth of liberty. We believe in Jesus Christ. How about an American creed? You want to be a creedal nation? Let's have a fucking creed then. That is going to be the law. That is going to be Congress. That is going to be society. And you want to go and pray to Mecca on your prayer mat? Do it in your own apartment. We're celebrating Christmas Eve out here in the public. That is what is so fucking evil about all of this. Because you know what Israel is? Israel is a place where Jews can be Jewish. And every Muslim country, that's a place where Muslims can be Muslim. They feel that sense of belonging, that sense of familiarity, that sense of home and of identity. And there's something that is irreplaceable about this. And Muslims have plenty of countries where it's like this. Europeans don't have one place we can go where it looks like a Christmas carol, where it looks like America in the 40s. We don't have one place we can go where it's a cathedral with flying buttresses and we can look up at eternity and we can hear the Ave Maria and we could celebrate Christmas and we can have our Christmas Eve dinner. That's what's sad. That is what is being killed. It's a sense of warmth, sense of togetherness, a sense of unity, belonging. It's irreplaceable. And what happens when a man has no sense of belonging? Well, they tend to murder society. It's time to assert identity. Who are we? We are Christendom. We are Europe. We are Rome. We are America. We need a creed that binds us. And, you know, look, that's the crisis of our time. And everybody wants to pretend it's everything else. It's about, well, we just need to get people fed. We just need to get, if we could get Disney Plus back to $12.99, and if we could get housing prices back down, then white people are going to be calm about their replacement. Then white people are going to chill out. Doesn't matter that their subdivision is filled with Indians, that they're sending their kids to a school where it's all ethnic minorities. As long as houses get back to, you know, $300,000, median home price floats back down there and you could get your Disney Plus for $11.99 and a Big Mac goes back to, you know, $6.49, whatever it is. Oh, then everybody will be happy as a clam.
Chudgic sent $100. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. Thanks for all you do. Peer's interview has hit different. I can't go to the gym or grocery store anymore with the AF merch on without getting high-fived or asked about it. Shit is like a fever dream, surreal and unbelievable. You've come so far. What a journey. I've never been so optimistic about the future and that's all you. Cheers.
Love to hear it, man. Thank you for the big super chat. I agree. Everywhere I go, I have fans. Way more fans than haters. Ever since I went on the generational run, I have had literally two negative interactions. One in LA, one in New York this weekend. I have had countless positive interactions everywhere I go. In Chicago, in LA, in Maine, in DC, in Texas, Nashville. everywhere I go. And it's all different kinds of people. It's women, it's men, it's white people, it's black people, it's Muslims, it's Christians. I went into the Kawa house in West Village and people were shaking my hand, Muslims. I don't agree with you, brother, but I respect you. Say hello to Sneeko for me. I go in a Kawa house and they like me. I was in the line at the airport and some woman comes up and says, I found you through Radfem Hitler. I like your clips. Some black guy comes up. Hey, yo, can I get a picture? Absolutely. It is surreal. It's weird to be the hero. I feel like Hitler in Germany. For years, they made me feel like Adolf Hitler. Now I feel like Hitler in Germany. Everybody loves me. And it is surreal, and I love it. I love to see that. I was at a bar on Sunday with Gavin McInnes, with Basil and Benny. We were hanging out. And we went to this bar, and coincidentally, it was a bar where some Catholic church had just gotten out, and everybody from the church filled up the bar, and it was all beautiful, handsome people. And they all recognized us and swarmed the table, me and Gavin, for the most part. All handsome, beautiful men and women in good positions, telling me about their job, telling me about what they do. Beautiful people in the middle of Manhattan. A Catholic church got out, a trad church, and they all came and they're like, hey, dude, why are you here? Did you know about this? I said, no, we just came to this bar because I was in town. And they said, yeah, we're like this group and we're all fans. I said, so is this like a Republican thing? They said, no, we just go to mass. I was like, wow, this is Manhattan. It's like that in Chicago. It's like that in Manhattan. It's like that in LA. It is happening, and it's happening among the young men. And I'll tell you what. Everybody thinks that we need to win 50% of the country. We don't. What we need to win is the young men and some of the women, but mostly the young men. And we got them. All we have to do is stand up and their little game is over. All we have to do is stand up and realize our strength and their little game is over. Because that's really what it is. Maybe we don't have the boomers, we don't have the Xers, the millennials, but we have the young men. These like young men at college, the young men that are in the professional managerial class, your PMCs, these guys are all tapped in. And they may not be like ideologically, oh, I'm Groiper, but like they support America First 100%. In the end, we win. But I appreciate the big super chats. Good
John
stuff.
John Porter sent $25. You don't get enough credit for your tactical approach of not having female relations. Look at Andrew Tate. Every single attack vector used in attempt to silence him was to take some bitch he fucked and pay her money to say he raped her. You can't trust none of these whores. Stay celibate and they got nothing on you.
Very true. Well, and people say, well, you need to get married. I would like to get married. I really would. I would like to get married. I'd like to have a family. I'm getting a little older. I think it's time. But genuinely, I don't even know how I would go about that because you see what happens. The pressure that I'm under, if I get divorced, catastrophic. Even if I have a breakup, like how, think about, put yourself in my shoes. How do I even, because I'm genuinely asking, how do I even start that process? Can I start a dating app profile? How does that go for me? I'm swiping right and I'm going to say, hey, and someone's going to screen record the whole conversation and post it to the world? How do I even do that? It's like I have no privacy. Nobody has any respect for that. Okay, let's say I get a girlfriend and it's a serious relationship and, you know, I'm sharing things with her in confidence. What happens if the relationship doesn't work out? She's going to get offered $250,000 to fuck with me, to like, oh, well, he's a jerk. Well, he said this. Well, he hit me. He raped me, blah, blah. I have to, even when I'm discerning who to date, I have to find somebody to date who is not going to destroy my fucking life and embarrass me if it doesn't work out. It's just like, it's totally impossible. So that's why I'm kind of checked out. I'm not sitting around like, oh boy, I really like being alone. I really prefer being isolated. I would like to have a wife and kids eventually just because it's what you do, but it's very, you know, it's almost impossible. That's what I'm getting at. I hate when people say, I pray that you find a good woman one day. And I hate this idea people have in their mind where I'm sitting around and I'm like, oh boy, I trust if only, you know, because me, I'm like an organism that lives at the bottom of the ocean. I'm like very low maintenance. I live near like a thermal heat vent at the bottom of the ocean. I'm filter feeding. All I need is cheeseburgers, fries, and a total Aryan victory, and I'm satisfied. You know, a lot of you people are pathetic faggots. You need a woman to run her fingers through your hair. You need a woman to love you. Because I think that's honestly a lot of people's damage. A lot of young men, they are huge pussy worshipers because their parents are divorced or didn't love them. And so they kind of need that like affirmation. Me, I'm kind of airtight in that way. Like I have self-worth. I know my worth. I know that I'm enough. My mommy loves me. My daddy loves me. You know, like I had affection as a child. So a lot of these young guys, they really need a girlfriend to be the mother they never had. A lot of these young guys, they have a weird like mommy issue where it's like they need their wife to baby them and infantilize them. And men like fantasize about this. They want like to rest their head in their wife's lap like a little boy. And that is so alienating to me because me, it's like, I don't even need my wife to love me. You know what I mean? Like, and maybe that sounds crazy. People say it sounds gay. I don't even need her to love me. I'll love her and have sex with her and she'll make dinner and I'll provide for her. But it's like, I don't really even need that. And that's not what I'm in it for. Don't go into a relationship looking to be codependent with some woman. It's never going to work out. This is good advice. As a man, you got to get your shit sorted first. And the easiest way to do that is to become really, really good at something. If you're a guy and you have your house sorted, you've got your career sorted, you know what you're about, very easy to attract a woman. Women love that. But if you're a guy that's kind of like a mess and you don't really know who you are and like you need someone to, you know, pet you and tell you it's going to be okay and you're like struggling or whatever, like it is a recipe for disaster to try to lean on a woman. You can't lean on a woman. Women are dependent, contingent. You have to be independent. I've seen it. I've seen it in many, many cases. It's very sad. It becomes a bottomless pit. And I know a lot of people might hear this and say, he's talking about me. No, I've seen it many, many times. No good. No bueno.
Suicide Row, I percent $20. When someone asks you, why do you love Hitler? Why don't you simply bring up the fact that Genghis Khan killed millions more and he still views as some sort of god in Mongolia? By the way, Kulinski must be a secret fan with the amount of videos he makes about you. It's almost every day now. Love the show, big guy.
He might be a secret fan. Yeah, that's a good counterpoint. I don't know. I just think it's just so infantile. He's a Stalin admirer. It's like, grow up, faggot. Grow the fuck up. He admires Hitler and Stalin. Yeah, they were awful. Yeah, Hitler was cool, actually. Like how can you not watch these videos of the parades, the speeches? How else would he get power if he didn't have aura? Riddle me that. How else did he get power? He was elected. Well, sort of. But how else would he get power if he didn't have charisma, if he didn't have aura? You're going to tell me Hitler wasn't charismatic? You're going to tell me Stalin wasn't a good politician? How else did they get absolute power if it wasn't for aura and brains? And people go, but he killed people. Okay. And I don't like killing people, but I admire some of those other traits. It really is an IQ filter. It's an IQ filter for sure. It's like these are the same kinds of people that you see in the YouTube comment section talking about Family Guy, like the characters are real and have real motivations. People say things in the YouTube or TikTok comment section and they say, Brian is a douchebag. It's like he's a cartoon, actually. He's not real. People say, I hate when Brian says that. Brian is a terror. That was fucked up when Brian did that. You mean the dog and Family Guy, a cartoon drawing, which is written by writers? Those are the same people that say, wait, but Hitler killed people. Yeah, I know that. Thank you for reminding
me. Nikolai Seal sent $50. I go into Ross today just to get some wrapping paper for gifts. I walk into a pungent weed odor and a diaspora of Hispanics and blacks, me and my dad being the only whites in the entire store. 80s Christmas music plays in the background. Tell me if you see the irony. Where is my inheritance? Where is my America?
Is that really ironic? I fail to see how that's ironic. I mean, that's can be something else. I don't know if I would call that irony. There were brown people in Ross. Yeah, Ross is like a budget store. How is that ironic? Okay, fish found in aquarium. you found black and Hispanic people in Dollar General. In other news, fish spotted at the local aquarium. So I don't know that that's ironic.
The Slippy One sent $20. For the first time, I see Hanukkah ads everywhere. TV commercials, in ads all over social media platforms and even in stores. Do you think this is the new Jewish tactic to push back the awakening and convince us Americans to accept America as a Judeo-Christian country and Jewish festivities are part of our culture?
Yeah, it's another conspiracy, bro. Yeah, yeah, the Illuminati, Erica Kirk put Hanukkah ads everywhere to make it Judaic. I mean, like, yeah, obviously that's political. Like, it's kind of what it is on its face. You know, I don't know that that's a conspiracy. It's pretty obvious what they're doing there. Is this a Jewish tactic to push back on the mass awakening? Well, you see, everyone is, like, hating on Jews right now. And so the people that do that stuff, they're kind of forcefully inserting that for the sake of inclusivity. It's, like, not really hard to understand what's happening there.
Lynn Reed sent $100. I'm done with the whole thank you for your service boomer posting. Don't we pay them? Don't they get health care for life? Pension after 20 years? It's not like they're going over the top of the Somme.
What do you mean? Oh, for the soldiers? Well, you know, I've sort of changed my mind about that. Because when you think about all the great leaders in history, they're all military people. Even if they were against the empire, they were still military men ostensibly serving the country. And so there is something inherently patriotic about being in the military. Even if you disagree with what the government is doing, to put on the uniform, to be a soldier for America, I do believe that's still patriotic. You know, you're like a stormtrooper in Star Wars. You know, even if you don't agree with the king or the emperor, to still be one of the soldiers and rise through the ranks and then reform it, there's something noble about that. So I disagree.
The modest grow, I percent $20. The day you finish reading the Quran, you will never be the same. Stop reading secondary sources and just read the primary source, bro.
Primary source is the gospel, my friend.
Wasserman sent $20.
I love that Muslims think that the Quran is more accurate about the life of Jesus than the gospel. The gospel is literally a secondhand source. You get the gospel like a generation after Jesus Christ is crucified. Muslims say, no, 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 the gospel got it wrong. The Quran, which comes 700 years later, that is the correct primary source. The Quran is not a primary source. The gospel is the primary source, as dictated by the apostles who actually knew God. So you need to read the gospel.
Wasserman sent $20. What are your favorite three games on GameCube and PS2? If Melee is on list, what character was your go-to?
I don't know what that is.
Favorite three games on GameCube?
Dude, I don't know. Battlefront 2, easy. Maybe Simpsons Hit and Run, that was a good one. Mario Party 5 was one of the party games I had. Medal of Honor Vanguard. 24, I really love the show 24. I like to play the game. Star Wars Rebel Strike on GameCube, that was good. Jedi Knight 2. I guess that's like a PlayStation 1 game, GameCube game. Remember Star Wars Jedi Knight 2? That was awesome. That was a great game. Those
Tax
are some
Roy percent $21. Your mummy choice.
Your mummy. Your mom, me, Holly. Hey, Piers Morgan, your wife, my choice. Mr. Sud's choice.
Sailing Boy sent $100. Been a fan since middle school and now I'm almost done with college. I have to say, you're the most fiery WAP I've ever seen. If you want, I can give you 5 honorary Anglo tokens, which equals 1 Anglo dollar.
Very good. Wow. Since middle, I'm so old. I'm invisible. I'm invisible. I'm a silly old dinosaur man, and I am invisible now that I'm old. Since middle school, huh? Yeah, and I'm just a fossil. I'm just an ancient. I'm the ancient one, the elder. Yeah, well, good for you, pal. Enjoy.
CBest 1872 sent $20. Please tell me you know about the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. After learning about it, I think you don't go nearly hard enough against world jury.
So I think we have now, so you're see, okay, so you see this now, right? So you can see that we're clearly on the hump now, and we're going on the, you see how things have been going, and now do you see where they're going now? You see how this night has gone so far with the super chats, and you see now that we're clearly on the other side of the hump. I hope you're, because like in real time, this is like a picture of an atom. This is like an X-ray. It's like you're seeing it in real time.
Oh, you should be Protestant because America's Protestant. Please tell me you know about the protocols.
Yeah, so we're now on the
Meeplemore sent
the other side here.
How's the weather in Right About Everything City? The ancestors roll in their grave at the Italian-American. LOL. Wops be like, no, no, no. I'm not the blacks of white people. LOL. Make a shirt that says I'm a nigger.
Oh, I get it. You're coping because you're, well, what are Protestants doing? Because I think Protestants have given us our Jewish elite. The difference is that Protestants just gave up. They just fucking gave up to tranny priests and women pastors, and they just gave all their power to Jews because they were too nice. That's who we are. and you're nothing. Okay, first of all, you're dividing whites. Second of all, Protestants lost the country. You're right, America was Protestant, now it's Jewish. I wonder how that happened. We discovered this place. What have you done with it? Italians literally discovered this entire continent. What the fuck did you people do with it? You built this big gay empire and gave it to the Jews? You're welcome that we're going to take it back for you. You're welcome. You should be grateful.
Orlitz Rumble sent $20. If in America first candidates take power, is it even possible to rebuild the country with a given demographic situation?
Is it even possible? No, we should kill ourselves. No, you're right. Even if we won, it wouldn't matter. We should just kill ourselves and fucking
Sadatic
die.
Sadatic sent $100.
Thank you for the big super chat. Like, what even is the answer to that question? If the answer is yes, then we're going to try. If the answer is no, then what? Is it even possible? Should we even do anything? No, you're right. We should all just go home and kill ourselves.
Average Physique sent $50. Sneeko sent $50. Money.
Hey, Sneeko! Hey, good to hear from you, buddy. Great content. You really milked me. My udders are chapped. My udders are chapped from all the... Every time we hang out, I don't know, are we friends? Every time we hang out, it's just content. I'm kidding, of course, but we do the live stream. I'm on the Sneeko alt channel and the Sneeko regular channel. I'm all out of milk. I'm all out of content to be milked. No, I'm kidding. But we do a lot of good. Next time, let's just put the cameras away. Let's just live in the moment, you know? It's like I'm seeing these clips. I'm like, okay. Good to hear from you, buddy. Always good to hang out with my old pal, Sneeko. I am just kidding. Everybody relax. Just jokes.
Skyward Scholar sent $20. After a show, do you offer up in prayer the sufferings you endure from reading Super Chats? God bless.
Duh. Hey, after the show, do you like play because of Super Chat?
Shut the fuck up. Nocturne
sent $20.
Stupid.
The only difference between truth and conspiracy is a matter of time.
Ugh, die.
Port Royp sent $20. I got goosebumps earlier in the show when you said the truth is worth its weight in gold. I thought you were going to segue into the gold sponsor amount.
No, I haven't taken the deal yet. I'm thinking about it. I'm leaning towards yes. I'm thinking we'll maybe do it in the super chat portion. It'll be like a super chat from the gold company.
Panic King sent
$30. Maybe. We'll
the downfall
see.
Of Candace has been
deleted. That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money to turn. Let's just call that my security budget, okay? Let's just say that's the price for me to not die next year.
Panic King sent $30. Hey, buddy, I vote no on gold thing. Will be a huge or loss. Huge show, but first let's talk about Finkelstein and me mom gold company. I literally can't imagine you running a gold ad.
Oh, you vote no. Well, what, are you going to give me $1 million? You going to pay for my security? We'll see. I'm thinking about it. Thank you for the big super chat. To me, well, how is that less aura than reading your dumbass bullshit? I have to read dumbass whatever,
the super chat, hey, thoughts on pizza? Thoughts on french fries?
That's not demoralizing, but like a sponsorship isn't. I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
Yoshi, I sent $20. Christ is king. Crown emoji. What are your thoughts on the prayer of St. Michael? Are we ultimately at war evil?
That's great.
As a born Catholic, I really appreciate of everything you speak. You have a gift for a reason.
Thank you for the big super chat. What are your thoughts on prayers? I think they're great. I think the St. Michael prayer is great. I genuinely don't understand the mind behind a super chat. Like, I'm a Catholic. I'm, like, very much pro-Catholic. This is, like, the most one of the most infamous Catholic prayers against evil. That'd be like going up to someone that works at McDonald's and saying, hey, what do you think about Big Macs? Thoughts on Big Macs? Thoughts on the quarter pounder with cheese? It's good. I like it. I sell it. I like it. It's great. I buy it. I eat it. Oh, good to know. Thanks for telling me. What are your thoughts on the prayer of St. Michael? It's good. Like, what do you want me to say? It's great. It's phenomenal. I'm Catholic. Like, yes, I believe people should say the prayer of St. Michael. Thoughts on the prayer? It's a great prayer. Like, thoughts on the rosary? It's good. It's great.
Yitz Cutler sent $25. Ian Carroll, last Patriot standing.
He's the only one, the only true believer left. Yeah, what did he put out today? He put out a video that said that Charlie Kirk was killed by his microphone. Did you see that? Ian Carroll says that Charlie Kirk was electrocuted to death by his microphone. He wasn't shot at all, which is just like Christmas in December. Candace Owens gets blown to smithereens. Ian Carroll puts out an electrical microphone theory.
Chicago-based sent $25. Wife guy here. Nick, once you grow up even more and mature, you'll realize the value women provide. They are mythical creatures to be served. I always tell all my firefighter buddies at the station that if we just continue to live by the happy wife, happy life mantra, then everything will turn out okay.
Very good. Well
Tyler
done.
Tyler West sent $20.
They are mythical creatures to be served.
Aren't your wife like a mythical creature? Haven't you ever felt enamored by the magic of a woman? Yeah. Yeah.
Tyler West sent $20.
I got added to a group chat with all women, and it's exactly what you would expect. They're just like, and listen, whatever. Like, niggas be nigga-ing, right? Niggas be niggas. Bitches be bitches, right? But holy fuck, women are vapid. Vapid. Magical? Complicated? Mysterious? Abso-fucking-lutely not. Women are the object of love because they were biologically wired to love them. I have never felt the magic of the mythical creature. I think they're pretty simple, pretty vapid, kind of unimpressive just in general, you know? And who knows why that is, my disposition, whatever. I'm a smart person, kind of a genius, interested in the universe, interested in people. Women are fucking retarded, okay? They're just like kind of fucking retarded. They're like mythical creatures, dude. They're magical. Why? Because they suck your dick? Why? Because they blow you? I mean, what is it? Because they're silly and goofy? Because they like to listen to Taylor Swift and drag you to a dumbass concert? They're vapid. They're materialistic. You know, and I like some of them, but for the most part, vapid, material. And I guess all human beings are like that, in fairness. But I think women more than men, definitely. So that is just crazy when I hear that. It's insane.
Cuckoo sent $20.
Women are just such a mystery. You never fully understand them. It's like they're pretty. They're kind of just like stubborn and difficult. And they like to cause problems for no reason, for fun. And they don't even really communicate. Like, language for them is not about communicating. It's about like psychological manipulation. And it's just they're not forthright at all. They don't care about ideas. They don't care really about like things that matter, the future, the past. So what are we doing? You know, what are we doing?
Cuckoo sent $20. Big fan.
What are we? Schopenhauer was right about women.
Cuckoo sent $20.
I'll say that much.
I don't think listening.
Schopenhauer was right about women. I'll say that much. I'll say that.
Men need to stop sipping for whores.
No, they need to stop simping, period, you fucking idiot. I love that. It's these modern women. It's these whores. I need a virtuous woman. It's like, bro, you can never simp for a woman. It literally does not matter. Women will always tend towards being unrestrained whores unless they are put in their place by men. That is why we are where we are. Unless they are put in their place by their father, by their husband, unless they are being put in their place constantly, that is where they will tend towards. Don't tell me it's modern women. It's those other women. It's always some other person, right? It's never my girl. It's never your girl. It's never the girl that I want to date. It's never the girl I'm in DMs with. It's those other girls. No, babe, it's those other girls. It's those modern girls. It's those whores. Not you. You're my princess. You're different. Fuck you. And shut up. I love that. It's all these pussy whip bitch niggas talking about modern women have gone wrong, but my girl's different. My girl is obedient and trad. My girl's a traditional, wholesome chungus girl. No, she's the same way. That's my favorite. That's my favorite cope. I feed on that like a blood-sucking leech. We need biblical women. We need biblical masculinity. We need biblical... Nah, nah, nah. We need traditional women. My girl... No, pussy bitch nigga. Women need to shut up, period. I didn't say women that don't... No. I said women need to shut up. That is true. Like, it is good advice. Every woman in your life, if you just got them to shut up more, good advice. Okay, in general... The good ones will know that it's for their own benefit. The good ones will know, you're right, I do need to shut up. You're right. We need biblical masculinity where we serve and love our wives and we give them everything they want and we act like polite little boys. No, we need like biological masculinity. I don't want I want biological masculinity where, you know, when immigrants are raping your country, you're big enough to kill them. I'm not saying kill immigrants. I mean, if you're put in a self-defense situation, someone's trying to kill you, you're like able to defend your civilization from these attacks. It's crazy. Men used to be men. Men used to be like sailors and soldiers and cowboys. And they were just men. Like, yeah, they were violent. They were aggressive. You couldn't fuck with them. And now people think that being a man is being like a wholesome chungus. Real men are like, hi.
Hi, I'm biblically masculine. Hi, honey. Hi, honey. Who's doing the chores tonight? I'll do the dishes and you do this.
It's crazy the way that so many of these Christian men are just a bit like they think that Christianity is a license to simp. You see these guys now and they want to live a domestic life. It's absolutely pathetic. Like it's embarrassing and it's sad. And I say that as an incel. I say that as a complete incel virgin. It is fucking sad that men aspire to and idolize a domestic life. They want to be the mom. They fantasize about buying a big gay house. They fantasize about like taking their kids places, like daddy daycare. They fantasize about cooking their family dinner. It's like, and you put on the apron too? You put on the apron too? And what happens when you clean the house? Do you put on a costume for that also? You know, a man on his hands and knees scrubbing the floor, a man cooking the dinner, a man taking the kids around. I love to do it. It's like men used to be like a Rolling Stone. Men used to be, they're about their business. They're about the farm. They're about the factory. They're about the business. They're a soldier. They're a cop, you know. They're involved in society. They're running the world. Like, I'm busy running the world. Now guys are like, I can't wait to be a dad. I can't wait to be a husband. I can't wait to go to my kid's graduation. It's like that shit is boring. That shit is fucking boring. And you should feel bored. It should feel like an obligation. I just want to see my kid's recital because it's so meaningful. Like men have become so sentimental. Sentimentality is not a masculine virtue. That is for faggots. These overly sentimental men. It's like it should be a chore because it's not like the deal of marriage is like, look, men want to have sex with hundreds of women. That's what all men want to do. Men want to have sex with hundreds of women and men want to live alone. And what happens is you have sex and you have a kid and then you're obligated to like stick with the woman and raise the kid. And that's why your testosterone goes down. You kind of stop being a man for a little while. And then you're like, then you're in it. Okay, all right, now I'm going to raise my kids. Now she's going to take care of me. She's my old lady. Like, that's the deal. But guys want to be the mom now. Guys want to be super mom. They want to volunteer for the kindergarten Christmas party. I'll bake the cookies. I'll make the arts and crafts. It's just so fun. You have these, like, faggot millennial dads in fucking graphic t-shirts. And they can't wait to like do stuff with their kid because their dad wasn't there for them or something. And I think that's kind of what it is. I think that we're getting this weirdo dads and moms because like this generation's parents had all kinds of problems. Divorce, weakness, absenteeism, whatever you want to say. There's so many issues with the parents, like it is with every generation. And now you get these like millennial dweebs where they're like, I can't wait to watch Star Wars with my kid. I saw a TikTok of this like millennial dad, maybe even a Zoomer, and he was watching Star Wars 3 with his baby son. And he posted it on TikTok. My kid's watching Star Wars with me. And it's like, you are a fucking geek. You are a nerd. That is so self-indulgent. And so, like, let's watch this sci-fi movie. This is good stuff. Like, you are a grown-up child. Shouldn't you be, like, chopping wood or something? Shouldn't you be, like, in a factory? Why don't you have any scars? You know, like, shouldn't you be out killing people? Like, you're at home watching cartoons with your baby saying, this is healing my inner child. My dad never did this. It's like, really? Grow up. The reason that women are suited to raising kids is because they are kids. Women are like children, and that's why they have the patience for children. That's why they nurture children. And men do not and should not. And if you have that, I think you're kind of a girl. And I'm not saying, like, don't be there for your kids and stuff like that, but I'm saying, you know, whatever happened to real men? To me, that's like what a real man is. The real man is not actually pushing the stroller at Disney World. The real man is somewhere else, you know? The real man is not like, all right, we'll do the Disney thing. And I'll buy the hat and everything and pretend like I'm not totally fucking loving it. That's just my opinion. That's just my perspective. But I really get disgusted by the sentimentality over the domestic life. People think that's traditional or virtuous. They're like, a real trad man is like reading comic books and building model airplanes with the sun. It's like, what, dude? When was that ever traditional? In the old days, like, your dad would just kick your ass. And that's literally what he was there for. He'd be at work all the time. You'd be playing with other kids, fighting with your mom, and then he'd be home to kick your ass if you broke the rules. You know, like, that's what dad used to be in the old days. I'm going to be honest here for a second, and I hope you can handle this. How is it that the conservative movement is constantly preaching traditional values, a return to masculinity, strength, and nationalism, but it's all women running the show? All women. Who is our political hero? Marjorie Greene. Who's our thought leader? Candace Owens. Who's the mediator? Megyn Kelly. Even, I'll say, I don't agree with it, who's in charge of Turning Point? Erica Kirk. What's with all the women? How do you expect to win over young men if everybody, it's all women in charge? One. Two, how can you win over anybody if you're inconsistent? How are you telling everybody, we need to have more babies, get married young, have more kids than you can afford, all this? Biblical masculinity, biblical values, and then you tell the men, submit to a woman, submit to your female boss. And Tucker Carlson's the biggest offender. You know, Tucker has this facade, like he's this bro, I'm a bro, ooh, I'm chewing my Zen, and hey, I just like to fucking chew Zen, and I'm all out of Zen, and I just like, I'm just a normal dude, bro. And he endlessly simps for women and pussy worships. Like, Tucker Carlson worships pussy. He's a pussy worshiper. Not to be vulgar, nobody will tell these women what's up. I told Candace to her face. I said, you're a woman. I don't want to hear you critique my social life. I don't want to hear you tell me what to do about marriage. You're a woman. Don't tell me what to do. You have no authority over me. You're not my wife. I'm not your husband, tragically. You can't tell me what to do. And I say the same to Piers Morgan, who's a female, basically spiritually female. I say the same thing to all these people. Women can't tell us what to do. Where are the men? And people say, well, you're not the shining example of masculinity. You're right. You're right. So where are they then? I get all these married guys. They're like, oh, this kid, he's not a father. He's not married. He's a little twerp. Okay, true. Yeah, fair enough. So where are all the married guys? Where are all the dads that are going to put their foot down and say, you know what? The man is the fucking man of the house. And the man should be the man of the conservative movement too. But they're not saying that. They're telling all these young guys, get ready to submit to your wives forever. Get ready and sign up to serve your wife. You need to earn her affection with servant leadership. If your wife is cheating on you, if your wife is bossing you around, if your wife is being a bitch, well, you're just not man enough. That's on you. You need to serve her better. You need to get her more money to buy shit. You need to eat more box. And I'm over here saying, hey, listen, I know I'm the fucking incel loser, but we need to put women in their place. And it starts with our political movement. So it's too many women. Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens. It's enough already. It's enough already. We've had enough of that. We don't need women setting the speed limit for the boys and men to make up the right-wing movement, telling them that's inappropriate, that's not acceptable. You know, Candace is calling Tim Pool a faggot. It's one thing if a man calls Tim Pool a faggot. I don't want to hear women calling men faggots. That's disgusting. And honestly, George Farmer needs to put his wife in her place. Could you imagine your wife has a show in the first place? Then your wife is emasculating other men? Tim Pool, by the way, say what you want about him. This guy has been shot at. I hate to say it because me and Tim Pool have not had a good relationship, but Tim Pool actually faces the music. He's out there. He was out there facing Antifa 10 years ago. As a citizen journalist, he's out there at his compound getting shot at. And he doesn't back down. When he gets shot at, he doesn't go and shrivel up and complain. Who are you? You're somebody's wife? You're some woman? He's a faggot. He's not gay, but he's a pussy. Oh my goodness. Women should not feel so comfortable talking about men like that in public, especially men that are not their husbands. A married woman is going out and attacking other men like this, mouthing off to other men. If I were Tim Pool, I would say, hey, George, can I beat the fuck out of your wife or are you going to do it? What kind of man will entertain that? What kind of man should even be expected to entertain that? You're a public figure. You're a man. Some black woman is attacking your masculinity. You're going to sit there and argue? It's like, hey, George, can I slap your wife or are you going to do your job? And I'm not encouraging violence against women, but that's totally out of line. That is totally inappropriate. And that is part of the problem. It's that women have no accountability. They talk like men. They have jobs like men. They lead like men. But unlike men, no accountability. If you're a man saying that about another man, you would expect to get your ass kicked or you'd expect to get in a fight. But you can't put hands on a woman. So what are you going to do? You're going to argue with a woman? That's women's specialty. They're going to try to trigger you emotionally, manipulative, and they know they're never going to get hit. They know nothing bad is ever going to happen. That's why they can't talk like men. That's why they can't grapple with men. Because we all know that you can never hold them accountable. That's your husband's job to hold them accountable. You're out there pushing traditional values. Candace wants to have it all ways. She goes on her show and says, I have to take it up with my husband. My husband tells me what to do. My husband, my man tells me what to do. And then she's on her show fucking mouthing off. Okay, so what is this trad family exactly? First of all, he's the son of a lord. You're a ghetto live streamer. That's not trad. Second of all, he's white and from England. You're black and from the ghetto. That's not very trad either. Three, you're a public figure, famous. You're talking about I'm powerful and rich and influential. And what's he doing? He's in the cuck chair? That's not traditional either. And she's the first one to say, make him a sandwich. I'm not a feminist. I am done with these trad feminists. I am done with the trad thoughts, the trad whores, trad this and trad that. We're cargo culting traditionalism. It's a simulacrum of traditionalism. It's a representation of a representation that never existed. A situation where women get to do whatever the fuck they want, but men have all these obligations. You young men need to shut up and get married and man up. You need to go and work in a factory and live in Ohio. You need to go and work at a nail factory and live in southern Indiana and shut the fuck up and just pay for your wife's stuff and pull her chair out for her and be masculine and work with your hands and be this and be that. Oh, but your wife? Well, she has no accountability. She can have a job. She can talk however she wants. She can condescend to you and she can be a bitch and she can talk however she likes in public and act a fool. She can have an Instagram and you take pictures for her. I'm sorry. Is that how it was in the 1900s? Is that how it was in the 1800s? Is that how it was in traditional times? That's your like 50s cargo cult where the man's got to be the man's man. Put yourself last. Servant leadership. Shut up. And you need to really be into your domestic life. Don't be a polygamist and don't do these other things. Oh, but your wife? Oh, she could call Tim Pool a faggot on her show where she's bringing down $500 million defamation lawsuits every day. George Farmer, control your bitch. George Farmer, and listen, I like the guy. I met him. I know he doesn't approve of how I talk about his wife. I deserve a slap or a punch from him, honestly. Nice guy. But George, get your bitch in line. Control your bitch. You can't have your wife talking about other men like that. Honestly, Tim Pool should beat the shit out of George Farmer. He's got that coming. A lot of people should be kicking George Farmer's ass for the way his wife has been talking. He's got that coming. And I'm not encouraging that. I'm not calling for violence. But I'm saying, you know, listen, that don't fly. That's not cool. You want to be a trad movement? You want to be a trad marriage? Tell your wife to watch her fucking mouth. You can't be talking about men like that if you're a married woman. It's disgusting. It's not traditional. They're the first ones to say everybody should be in a trad marriage, but your wife is going to be a complete bitch? Mouthing off like that? What world are you from? Where's that trad? Where's that traditional? You think that flies in China? You think that flies in Saudi Arabia? In Saudi Arabia, the women can't even touch men that aren't their husband. And I'm not saying we should be like Saudi Arabia, but could you imagine a society where somebody's wife is out there saying, that guy's a faggot, that guy is a pussy, that guy's like feminine, this guy's a bitch. It would never fly in any traditional country, in any traditional time period. And when are conservative men going to learn? All I get are these wife guy, girl dad doofuses. Tucker Carlson is emblematic of that. He's a sissy. He's a wife guy, girl dad. He says, I'm afraid of women. I think you're afraid of your wife. Tucker says, Nick is steadfast and strong. No, he's afraid of women. I think you're just a pussy worshiper. I think you're just whipped for your wife. Talking to me about it's our job to please our wives. Happy life, happy life. Happy wife, happy life, he tells me. And I'm just afraid of women. No, we just reject this girl dad wife guy bullshit, frankly. Maybe that works for you. That doesn't work for us. Maybe that worked in your generation. That doesn't work in our generation. You know, and you sound like an old person when you talk like that. Happy wife, happy life. If that was our mentality, we would get eaten alive. Now that women are on basically a form of welfare, now that they have Instagram, if you're just endlessly pleasing some woman, you know what's going to happen? You're going to be like Piers Morgan. That's happy wife, happy life in action. Piers Morgan and Tucker, two wife guy girl dads getting together, getting cucked by their wives. I do half the chores. I please my wife, and she's over there pleasing Mr. Suds. She's over there pleasing every guy that's on her Ashley Madison account. So give me a break with that. Anyway.
Argo 3, 40 cent, $20. Favorite board game? Ever played Go or Catan?
I don't like Catan. Everybody, all these nerds are into Catan. I never liked it. I really like Diplomacy. That has got to be my all-time favorite game, Diplomacy. It was invented by a guy from LaGrange Park, my hometown, actually. Kind of funny. A very small town. Small suburb of Chicago. And there's not a lot of notable alumni from LGP. But my favorite board game, Diplomacy, was invented by a guy from the same town. It's like Risk, but there's no dice. There's no chance. It's all just politics. And that's a pretty great game. The other one, Axis and Allies. That's a great one. Love Axis and Allies. I totally forgot how to play, but when I was in high school, I had a buddy who was really into it. I had a couple of buddies who were really into it, and we just played the shit out of that all summer. That's a great one. It kind of ruined a friendship, though. I had a really good friend in high school who I actually, one of my best friends of all time, top ranked, and we literally stopped being friends because we crashed out over a board game. We were playing Axis and Allies and had a really ugly fight about it. And then we played that game 1960, Making of a President, and that was it. We had a big fight about it, and I think I basically never spoke to him again after we played that game. Because we like, it was one of those things where we like didn't understand the rules until the very end. And then I was like, oh, so that means like I get to do this thing where I win. And he's like, well, then I get to cheat and do this thing. And I was like, no. So we had this like terrible fight. He had like Asperger's. He was like, I'm literally going to beat you up right now. I'm literally going to punch you in the face right now. And I was like, fine, I'll just go then. And I like never talked to him again. And we were friends for years. So, but you know what? Sometimes it's that serious. Sometimes it's that deep. That was part of it. That wasn't the whole reason, but that was a big part of it. I take it seriously. Here's the problem. I'm a very competitive person and I will never back down. So somebody needs to back down. Somebody needs to cave because I'll never do it. And maybe I should be willing to do that, but I'm extremely competitive, extremely rivalrous, and somebody has to be willing to de-escalate because otherwise it'll go like that. So it's a shame because I miss him. He was a good guy, but we had, that was sort of the end of the road. That was the end of the line for our friendship because we were playing on Tabletop Simulator on Steam, and so we played all these games, and yeah, it got pretty ugly. It's a shame. He was a funny dude. We were too similar.
Chad Chun sent $25. Seeing the Hispanics coping like they are the new Italians and that they are going to have a white shift is just fucking pathetic. It is on par with the self-awareness they express on many other issues. Maybe you are brown and have two more IQ PTS than a black. Be thankful you are of Wi-Fi and aren't dancing for rain.
That is so true. You know when you're sick and you just like feel it in your muscle? You know what I'm talking, or you're fat in my case. You know when you're sick and you just feel it in your flesh? It's like you feel it inside your tendons. I just feel like, I feel blah. I just want like a bucket of fried chicken and I just want to watch TV under the blanket and I want to doom scroll. I want to doom scroll on my phone under the blanket, watching parallel screen time, watching TV. Ow, it hurts. Anyway, what was the question about Hispanics? Yeah, they're never, they can be white if they inter, hey, listen, they could be white if they interbreed enough. Because look at me, guys. You know, my grandfather was brown and now I'm white. Now, my grandfather, they called him Injun Joe. And now look at me. You know, maybe one day. There's hope yet for you Mexicans.
JD 1024 sent $20. Yesterday, you had some of the most profound speeches I've heard in my life. I believe that your safety is the most important thing in politics and culture right now, in the whole world, TBH. Hope this super chat helps a little with the cost of security. Praying for you, your family, and Christine from Ohio. God bless.
Thank you for the big super chat. I appreciate it. Yeah, people think I make all this money. I spend a lot of money on security now. It's costing me like a lot of money. So I do appreciate it. And I'm glad that you liked the speech that I gave last night. Yes, prayers for Christine. We love Christine. She's really a good, sweet person. I got to get out there. And I'm sick right now, but I got to go out there and bring her some food or something. But the security. I asked my one of my guys the other day, I said, how much are we paying for security? He told me, and I was like, are you serious? He's like, it's budgeted. I'm like, dude, that's like totally insane. But I'm miserly. I've had this suit for 10 years and I wear it every day because all the other ones have holes in them. I'm a very miserly. I'm a little loot goblin. I like to accumulate. I like to pile it up. Okay. I'm miserly. I like to keep it. I like to keep it all for myself. I like stuff. No, I'm kidding. But I do. I am a little bit of a hoarder. Let's put it that way. I recognize that I have kind of a hoarding problem. Can't take all the loot with me, so I better spend it just to stay alive.
Ditto had sent $50. Nick, you talk about Candace's comments being negative. What does that say about yours? Almost all comments under your fan accounts, including from Grow Ipers, re-Candace side with Candace over you /Tim/Crowder grifting off her name and say Tim 100% deserved her.
Oh, those are bots. Those are Russian bots. Isn't that what we do now? No, those people are idiots. That's the difference. It's the same idiots. It's Candace's fans have been sicked on the world. They're like a zombie apocalypse. It's Candace Owens fans that have turned on her. It's Candace Owens fans that are attacking everybody because these people are psychotic. They're having a psychotic episode. They are a victim of mass hysteria. And I hope that they get the treatment that they need. I pray for them. I hope that God works on them because they are deeply fucked up people.
Crippled wheelchair grower percent $25. More political talk. Less relationship talk. No one is watching your show for advice on relationships and women.
Oh,
last night you said about husbands who fantasize about taking your kids places.
More
like, bro,
money.
What are you on? Believe it or not, having a family means you will have to interact with your children. Get outside more.
Oh, the seethe is more money, less seethe. Just give me the money, dipshit. Don't seethe. You don't need to seethe about the show.
You know what? We don't need to hear that. What? We're gay because we play with our kids?
Sentimentality. Yeah, fuck all of you. Sentimentality is gay. Sentimentality is not a masculine virtue. You cannot do this trad masculine LARP and then be a sentimentalist.
And say, honey, I break for our kids. I just want...
Like, fantasizing about this domestic life. No, no, you're a girl. No, a real man wants to be on a ship in the ocean shooting cannons at the French. A real man wants to be in the jungles of Africa, killing the natives, building a railroad. The real man wants to sleep on the floor of his factory as he builds an empire of iron and steel. A real man wants to run this country with an iron fist, sign execution warrants, with no time for any of that rom-com stuff, with no time for my kid's recital. That's what it is to be a real boss, a real man. Yeah, I'm sorry that bothers you. I'm sorry that you're like a low-test girl. I'm sorry you're in a lesbian relationship with your wife and you want to sit around and braid each other's hair until you get your period at the same time, talking about our kids or whatever. But there are some real niggas left that just want to drive around the city. Some of us still have that in us. And, we haven't lost all our testosterone because a girl cried or something. And now we say, honey,
She's beautiful.
It's like, no, I'm a cannibal. This is a cannibal Holocaust. I'm kidding. Jokes, of course. But hey, listen, just next time, hold the seethe, just the money. Try this one on for size. No message. Don't you guys agree, though? I mean, listen, everybody is gaslighting me right now. I feel like I'm the only real guy left where I'm like, no, I still don't want to see rom-coms. What I really get inspired by is the world, you know, the things that are out there in the world, measurement, such a beautiful word, measurement, extraction. That is really what a man is. And everybody is gaslighting me into thinking that I need to be like some wholesome chungus. Like what it is to be a man is like, aw, shucks. The day you made me the happiest man. You know what I mean? Like, okay, like maybe I'm just going to go it alone on that one. Fine. But I will not be gaslit. I'm right. And you people, you know what? You just go and watch your fucking Disney Plus, okay? You don't like that. You think that's gay. Whatever. You go and watch Monsters, Inc. with your fucking stupid bitch wife. Have a good time. You know, you go and pick up after them. Enjoy. People are saying La La Land. And what about it? What about it? La La Land, you know, I knew you guys wouldn't get it. It's
Nicola
fine.
Seal sent $50. Finally watched your Piers interview. Must say, I'm glad everyone universally called out Piers for him laughing at you being celibate. Sex worship has got to stop. It's some middle school shit.
Well, and in the end, that's all they have. You know, let's take the L on that one. Yeah, it's weird to be a virgin at 27. It's true. Like, you can't really defend that. But in the end, that's all they have. If somebody is sitting there saying the Holocaust is BS, Hitler is cool, we're racist, and you can't win on any of those points, so you have to default to, okay, but you're a weird guy. It's like, okay, I'm a weird guy that's right. Now what? So it just goes to show that liberalism has no arguments. 10 years ago, it wouldn't even need to go there. 10 years ago, you'd say, oh, you're racist. Ah, look at the racist. He's wrong. He's a piece of shit. You know, that's really, if that's all they got, then
I'm
they got nothing.
I'm Aaron 84 cent $20. Pecker on Napolitano. I don't know anything more than a regular person. Dude. I'm just a podcaster. I don't know. I don't want to overstate what I know in general, which is nothing. I watch along like he was just a journalist.
He is such a liar. You have to admire it. Tucker Carlson lies like he breathes. I'm just a podcaster. I don't know more than you. Just a podcaster. Stop. Just stop. I'm just a journalist. I'm just a pot. When I go to Russia and Serbia and Hungary and Qatar and Saudi Arabia and I meet with the leadership of these countries, I'm just a tourist. I'm just there to wear my flip-flops and ask questions. Dude, just fucking stop the cap. You are a spy. You are a spy. You are CIA. Just cut the shit. I'm just a podcaster. You are not just a podcaster. You are a spook. You are a glow nigger. Everyone knows
Renegade
that.
Renegade sent $20. Got Candace Owens' public EBT decline before GTA 6. Hope you two can kiss and make up, though. Relationship of the century. A love worth fighting for, in my opinion.
It's always worth fighting for. Thank you for the huge super chat, Candace. This isn't us. You know, last night I talked shit about her. Today she's talking shit about me. Candace, this isn't us. Candace, stop. What are you doing? This isn't us. This isn't who we are. Come back home where I can take care of you. Old Candace. Ah! Well, she'll always have a place to stay out here in the streets of Chicago if she ever gets kicked out of George Farmer's mansion for being too based.
Southern Pride Wasp,
she'll always have a place.
Did Jesus
place
ask
here.
Us to attend Mass and listen to a singular opinion on the Bible? Latino, third gen here.
I'm
grew
freezing.
Up as a no-sabo, hated by my own kind. Till this day get poked at for being white.
Wow.
I agree with everything, Nick. Work 3 jobs and feel heard with your takes. Just wang.
Hey, man. Hey, what's up, my fellow Mexicans? I have a little soft spot for my fellow Mexicans that turned out darker than me. I could have turned out as dark as you. I have pity for the poor bastards. No, I'm kidding. We love Mexicans. Half my family's Mexicans, you know? I go to the Spicnic. I embrace them like they're my own, because they are. I joke around, but good to hear from you,
Nazism,
buddy.
Nazism, not globalism, sent $20. Hi, Nick, I'm a new 34-year-old Reuper and love your content.
Great.
Have you ever read the book Mein Kampf?
Oh,
it opened my eyes to who's behind everything. Would you support legislation to make it mandatory reading in school? Proud to be part of the movement. Also, please tell me what book I should read next, thanks.
Please tell me that's not real.
Base Tyrus
Chandler
sent
$25.
Thank you for going ahead and doing the damn ass show. Matt Kipta was formally ousted from its chairmanship by a vote of the members. Leadership
oh,
shared
no,
a 6-page document detailing
no.
his incompetence and abuse. Glad that's over.
Oh, no. Wow. You couldn't even be the chair of the DC Young Republicans. Hey, Matt, aren't you a little old to be a young Republican? Aren't you like pushing 50? Aren't you like 42? Wow, you couldn't even be the chair of the Young Republicans. You couldn't be the chair of the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse at age 40. Wow. Well, whatever happened? I thought we could just do things. You didn't get your job in DHS? Oh, it's too bad. Whatever happened to Patrick Casey's application? It's too bad. It's too bad you guys weren't able to get in. So sorry. Such a shame. He couldn't crack it as the DC young Republican. You couldn't organize what? Meetups at bars with 20-year-olds and you're 40? Wow. Well, hey, you know what? There's always room at America First. As long as you sign your apology, I will totally hire you. You can clean my toilets. We're hiring. I could probably pay you more. And you could scrub the floors, clean the toilets, whatever you want to do. You know, it's up to you, your choice. That's such a shame. Matt Kipta, well, you know, I guess he just bet on the wrong horse. You know, back in 2021, he told everybody that, you know, I'm going nowhere and they should disassociate from me. And he thought the future was Patrick Casey. Well, you know, maybe Patrick will get you a guest slot at Chronicles. Maybe Patrick will give you a guest slot at Chronicles Magazine. What do they pay? $25 an article? Maybe John Doyle could have you on his show. You'll get 8,000 whole views. A lot of opportunities. Land of opportunity outside of the America First movement. For those people that are doing serious stuff out there. Wow. I mean, job listing must go crazy. So good luck. Enjoy.
Minnesota Angoy sent $20.
Okay. That's our last super chat. That's all I got for you tonight. I'm too cold, too sick. I'm over it. Someone forgot to turn the heat on. That's okay.